Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Ghoul Girls. Today, I have a bunch of special guests for this new episode, Season 2, Episode 2. This week's episode is called Ghoul Girls and Friends. We're going to do like a little omnibus of different topics and everything. So I brought a bunch of dead zombies to sit here and listen to me chatter about stuff. Okay, should we start with some introductions? We can go, what is that, counterclockwise?
Just do clockwise, it's fine.
Clockwise, counterclockwise, let's go.
I'm wise. Okay, I've been here before. My name is Carlos.
Welcome back.
I'm an alcoholic.
Okay, let me ask you this for like an introduction. What's your favorite scary movie?
Conjuring 2.
Weak. Next person.
Oh my god.
Go for it.
Well, what's going on? My name's Max.
What's your favorite scary movie, Max?
Backdoor Sluts 9. Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers. That's actually a good one. Oh, I fuck with that one. I love Justin Long. He's amazing. Okay, next.
Okay, so hello everyone. I'm Alejandra or Allie or wife. You'll be hearing a lot of wifey because I am Carlos's wife. And, my favorite scary movie, I'm gonna have to go with Conjuring 2.
It's
because it holds sentimental, like,
value
in it. Like, our wedding was based on it. Like, it's just like
a song.
The song was taken from there. See, our wedding invitations were in a font called Conjuring.
Okay. Well, you guys all know me. I'm Britt. Unfortunately, Jess is now buried and locked in my basement, crawling down the stairs, so she would not be joining with us. And I think this is an even better crew, right? We're all lively.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully.
Okay. So for today's topic, we're just going to do a couple of like trading stories. They have been here before, but we're doing like a new little group campfire. We do have a little fire. I know this is audio. I don't know if you guys can hear that. This is our campfire right here, guys.
It's okay. Just a candle. But just so you know, let me tell everybody right now, I am only here to listen.
You're not going to interact with us at all?
I mean, I'm going to interact, but mainly here to listen because I do not have any stories at all. And yes, that is our cat that you heard in the back room right now.
Yeah, he's just meowing. We've locked him out. They're so upset right now. Okay. All right. So we wanted to do the first half of the episode with some true crime stories. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys are ready for this because the first one is not that great.
Why not?
It's pretty bad. No. So if you have any kids around, let's just hope that they're not listening. This is an 18 and up podcast. Well, I would say 17, right? Mature is like 17?
Like 16? All ages.
This is not all ages. Okay.
Even though you do curse, it's PG-13.
This podcast is
a family podcast, you know. Bring your Ouija boards around.
Oh my god.
We don't mess around with
guys,
that.
I actually brought the Ouija
board. What the?
just kidding. All right, guys. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, I wanted to share the story of Sada Abe. You guys know who that is?
No.
Okay.
No.
So Sada Abe was they call her the geisha killer. So she was back in Japan.
That's hot.
During the early 20th century. Not as hot as you think. So, Sada, she was geishas are prostitutes, basically. And she actually killed her lover and did some horrific things with his corpse.
Oh my god.
Why?
We'll
get into the story. So, at a young age, she was actually sold to a brothel by her parents for being extremely promiscuous as a young woman. So, back in early Japan, in the 20th century, like, if your daughter was, like, you know,
voluptuous or what?
Yeah. No, like, if she was, you know, a little bit of a hoe, you could just sell your daughter to the brothel and she would be raised as a geisha. She never achieved any higher status other than, like, a low-born geisha. So she never advanced. I guess they have different levels of, like, you know, the top prostitute and then the bottom of the barrel. She was very bottom of the barrel.
Oh,
but she was actually known to have, like, a very high sexual appetite. So no lover could satisfy her. So she would sleep with her, you know, her, I think they call them like her clients. And there was this one story of one of her clients, and she made him have sex with her four times in one night until finally he gave up. He could not do it no more. So this girl was just a little bit.
That's Monday afternoon, right? Oh, right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're
a boy. That just sounds like.
Yeah, one of her, I'm going to butcher this name, but I'm going to say it anyways. A former lover of her named Kinosuke Kasahara. He said this quote about Abe: "She was really strong and a real powerful one. Even though I am pretty jaded, she was enough to keep me astonished. She wasn't satisfied until we did it 2, 3, or 4 times a night. To her, it was unacceptable unless I had my hand on her private parts at all long hours. At first, it was great, but after a couple weeks, I got a little exhausted." So, okay.
Judy Gatorade, get back in there, son. What the hell?
I mean,
you don't quit mid-job.
Okay, then it gets... Okay, then she meets her victim. So, Abe met her main victim, Ishida. I think that's his name. Pronounced correctly. He was... At the time, she was dating a professor by the name of Goro Oyama, who aspired to be a member of parliament. But she ended up leaving him to be with Ishida. Ishida was actually married and had kids. But for some reason, they had this weird connection where it was rumored that when they would be having sex, the servants would come in and out of the room and they wouldn't even stop. They would just have these, like, lustful dates where they just spent time the whole time just banging like dynamos, you know?
So watchers.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You performed the show.
So then it was known that Ishida was really into asphyxiation. Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah, like choking? Yeah.
She liked to be choked?
No, Ishida's the man. But they would choke each other, but Ishida really wanted to be asphyxiated. And so Abe used to say that when there was this one time where she had strangled him with her stocking, and she stopped, and he told her, "Don't stop because it's too painful when you stop." So she was suspecting that he wanted to, like, maybe commit suicide or something. And so after a couple, you know, more a couple days later, she ended up strangling him in his sleep. And she said that she felt so, like, filled with lust, she ended up cutting off his genitalia and cutting off his hands and his genitalia. And she took them with her. She told the staff down below to leave Ishida alone, that, you know, he was sleeping. And so she ended up escaping. And I think she was trying to go to Osaka, and she was planning on committing suicide by jumping off a mountain to her death. Unfortunately, she didn't do that. She ended up going to the police and telling the police what she had did. But it's even funnier because they didn't believe her until she, like, showed them the genitalia. I don't even want to tell you what she did with the genitalia.
I'm pretty sure we can imagine.
Could you tell us what she did, what he did?
She, you know,
so
used,
not PG-13.
She said that
right.
she said that she tried to use the genitalia for her own pleasure.
Gross.
Detached.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably this is not a safe for work podcast right now, guys, just so you know.
And what year was this? Like,
it was the early 20th century. So, yeah, so she ended up, like, telling the police what she did. They arrested her, and this is the part that I thought was so fucking creepy. So, the judge said that he was reading her account of everything, and he was sexually aroused by it.
Who was sexually aroused?
The judge. I was like, what the fuck? It's pretty weird, but overall she was sentenced to death, and that was the story of Sada Abe. What'd you guys think?
All of this was because she did not read the right man.
Well, no, she met him, and then she killed him.
No, something was lacking.
That was my first true crime. I wanted to tell you that story because it kind of ties in with the next topic that I was going to bring up about that new Jeffrey Dahmer series.
Oh yeah,
on Netflix.
That
yeah,
was something
yeah,
that we've been watching.
That.
I already know Carlos's opinions on it, so I'm not going to ask him.
And I won't repeat it.
And he will not repeat it. But what are you guys' thoughts? You think, like, there's something about the sexual appetite that makes you go crazy?
I don't think it was so much a sexual appetite. I think it was this lack of
empathy?
Yes, and then, like, that I don't know, I think, like, just the dynamic of his parents, too. Like, I just feel like just everything they did from when he was a child
I think you're right. He had a need for something, and every evil thing he did was trying to fill that hole.
Yeah, but when he was younger, he was sexually aroused by, like, the gutting of fish.
Yeah,
that kind of weird, like sexuality tied into, like, gore. I don't know.
So what do you think? That's genetic, or is it just something he saw as a baby?
I was reading this really good article saying that the father had actually experienced those type of impulses, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is genetic. I don't know.
The father admitted to that?
Yeah, he admitted to it. He admitted that he had felt those type of impulses.
So one could argue this is genetic.
I mean, it could be or it could not be. You never know.
There's a word that's used for, like, the arousal of... I was just telling you about this earlier today. But you weren't really paying attention.
I didn't want to talk about this. I know.
It's a word. And now you're stuck in a room with it.
In a hot room with no exit.
I'm sorry. Our cats are crying behind you.
This is the first time that they're actually meowing outside. I don't know why. They're normally by themselves doing their own thing. But today, they want to
They like Allie so much. Yeah, that's why.
That whore cat of yours.
I know, right? But anyways, so... I just thought the story of Sada Abe was really crazy because she was so... They said that from a young age, she was really promiscuous. So I just thought that was like a really weird little true crime.
So how does someone adopt that at a young age?
Yeah.
How do you become really sexually hungry? How do you want to kill people? How do you want to taste organs like Jeffrey Dahmer or whatever? Like, yeah. I put some...
Well,
something
I told you guys that it's on my bucket list to eat human flesh.
What?
Did you guys about this?
I didn't tell you about that for a reason.
It's on my bucket. Look, this is all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I would kill a person to eat them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if I go to a fancy restaurant and they're like, hey, we have this secret special menu and you could taste human flesh for this amount of money and no one is going to know about it and you could do it, then I would do it.
You just reminded me of something, and this is a real thing I saw somewhere, that there's this Asian chef who's really, like, out there. He cut off a piece of his own genitalia and cooked it and served it to people and charged a lot of money for it. I shit you not, it's a real thing. Maybe one of your viewers can bring it up in the comments.
Do you know who the Liver King is?
The Liver? What? No.
The Liver King?
No, I don't know who that is.
He's this Instagram health guru, and he believes that you should eat raw liver, raw meat. He's like a raw food diet, and he believes in eating... cow testicles and cow scrotums, and people fucking do it.
Why?
And he has over 5 million followers.
What is the benefits of eating cow?
It's supposed to increase, like, I don't know, like your fucking gut bacteria, and like it's supposed to be really good for you. And he drinks blood.
I don't get that. Like, for what? To be healthy? To perform?
Yeah, it's to be healthy.
Just eat a salad. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna eat.
You
cow,
don't
want to.
You don't
want to penis.
Sprinkle some bull intestines on your salad.
No.
See, the only times I ever seen that happen is like when they do it like on Fear Factor back in the day. Well,
see what now?
Yeah, you don't remember
Fear Factor?
Fear Factor.
They would eat that.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Shout out to Joe Rogan. Not sponsored, by the way.
Oh my god, he doesn't sponsor podcasts.
Feel
he has a podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'll give him a shout out.
No, but like I was saying, it's just, I think it's really interesting people's, like how they're very young and they have this promiscuous, or like they have some kind of like sexual appetite. And like, if you don't control that shit, it taps into like craziness, you know?
I just want to know how it comes about. I want to see the science in this. I want to know what triggers that.
Well, he had a head injury when he was, Jeffrey Dahmer, he had a head injury, I think, or
before he started acting
or a
hernia? A certain way, or what?
It was a hernia, right?
A hernia.
Yeah, hernia.
And then they were saying like
after
the mom was also taking pills or something.
Yeah,
like that,
she was like
a
hypochondriac.
But what does that have to do with eating people? And
Oh, maybe just, something messed up in his brain
because he was
but
in
the hernia.
The womb.
The hernia is in the body, right? Like,
yeah,
not in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when
that's
you have that kind
saying.
Of trauma, like as a kid, you know, you never know. Because who was it? That another person who ate people?
It was something
Stacy something?
Ed Gein?
No.
Stacy's mom?
No, Stacy's mom.
Ed Gein was the other guy who ate Well, he would, like, he didn't kill anyone. I think he killed one person, but he would go to, like, freshly buried people and then take their bodies and make clothes stuff. And stuff. Like, what he's based off the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. Oh. I just told you about that earlier today.
Yeah. He was based off the, he would make, like, a nipple belt.
I'm sorry, what now?
He made a nipple belt. He made a belt made out of nipples.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, he made a lampshade out of human flesh. Yeah. He made a couch.
Bowls made out of the skulls.
Yeah. He was quite the fashionista, you know, graphic.
For like $1.99 store. What is all this? Wow.
What if you came to my house and I served you a cup of noodles and a nice little bone skull?
Can I have a plate? Could you not do that?
The plate is human scrotum. I'm just kidding. No, but that was just like one of the topics I wanted to like bring up with you guys, because I know the Jeffrey Dahmer series is trending right now.
It's very big right now.
They said it was actually pretty accurate. There was like maybe like only a handful of differences, but really? For the most part, everything that happened in the documentary was verbatim of what had happened.
So like, I feel like Netflix did a really good job on this one. Definitely, even like the actors themselves, they look. Yeah. Every single one of them looks. Even like the victim, like when they're doing the victim statements, they all look like the real people.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Pretty fucking creepy.
It's just like, whoa.
Very jarring.
Yeah, the entire thing, I was just like very disturbed, very like.
Yeah, from the pieces that the wife showed me, it was when he was killing his victims or whatever. Spoiler alert for your listeners, when he killed.
You can't say spoiler alert because everyone already knows what he did.
It happened in real life.
Just kidding.
When he made out with the sawed head, then he put it back in the box. I will admit, great show. Very, very good cinema, whatever, but creepy.
And disturbing.
Very disturbing. I was surprised that Max watched it with me. I didn't think he was going to want to watch it.
I was playing Pokemon like Unite, unfortunately.
Oh my god. You're not usually into, like, true crime stuff. I can fall asleep to watching true crime documentaries.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Like, on TikTok, they say that's, like, a woman thing, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, they did say that. No such thing. It's because we all want to murder our husbands.
Well, actually, South Park made an episode about that. It's pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I didn't know that.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, no, it's a funny episode. I'm not gonna get into it because it's gonna be off topic, but yeah, South Park made an episode about
it. This whole... We're always off topic all the time when we do Cool Girls.
Me and wife are off topic. Like, we're
like I said, this is our bonfire episode. This
you
is our
captured us.
Bonfire cap episode where we just go around and talk about different things. Did you want to share what you brought with us? Your research?
I mean, the only thing I can think of right now, or like what I was, I brought it up to Brittany like the other day, and I don't know if anyone knows about this, but what was it, like September 27th, I want to say, in Stockton, there's a supposed serial killer going around and everything. Supposedly, like the cops, the police kind of put it out there saying that nothing's confirmed, but like they're not ruling anything out. Especially for like, I don't know, there's been like 47 murders in Stockton.
Wait,
like,
47?
Yeah, there's been like 47 murders in Stockton in the last year and a half or two, and like they but five of them, they're like focusing on five that happened between July through September. So there's five murder cases right now that they're unsolved, and they hold a lot of like similarities and
stuff.
What
kind of victims were they, male or female?
Male. So they're all male, ranging from the age of like 18 and 50 something, no, 20 something and 50 or something like that. But they're all male victims. They've all been shot, and like, yeah, they're just not ruling it out. They don't want to say it's a serial killer, but they also aren't not saying it.
I've heard that nowadays they won't admit when it's a serial killer, right?
Yeah,
because they don't want to like cause panic and shit. Like when it was like Ted Bundy, I know that when it was like Ted Bundy and all these like what's the other guy, like John Wayne Gacy, when they knew there was a serial killer. Like, people were panicking and shit like that. I'll tell you this right now. My cousin, she... Not to, like, out or anything like that, but she does work for a police department. And she told me that in Joshua Tree, they believe that there's a serial killer out there.
Oh, my
God. Like, we talked about it on my last pod. but they have found like numerous bodies like on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people go missing. If you guys want to check out our last episode, a lot of people go missing in Joshua Tree. Please be careful when you're out there. Don't follow the strange lights. Okay, I'm being dead serious.
That's true.
And don't get hitchhikers. Yeah. Also, where is Stockton at?
Stockton is in, I don't remember, I want to say, hold on, a quick Google search.
Max, where's Stockton at? You're supposed to be our tech guy.
In Stockton?
I felt like it was,
Matt
like,
is right.
I felt like it was out towards, like, Apple Valley, or am I wrong?
It's out towards... So it's close to Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento.
There you go.
There's some crazy people out there.
Up north.
Yeah, up north, in up north Modesto and stuff.
What the hell?
Yeah, so they did actually come out and say, like, you know, avoid the late hours. Do not be by yourself, because that's, like, whoever it is, the MO is basically people, males that are alone in the late hours.
Jesus.
So, me and, Max,
you know,
me and
most
Max
of
are
the time...
Danger.
I mean, if you guys are together,
if
probably
you guys
not.
Together, yeah.
Okay.
He likes alone people, like people who are alone.
And how are these bodies found? Do they have any, like...
Yeah, they're just finding
them. They're just dead?
Yeah.
And they're getting shot?
Yeah.
Oh, they're getting shot?
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Like, they find, like, gunshot wounds.
What if it's, like, a woman killing all these men?
Ooh, kind of like, what's her face?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh, my God. The one who that movie is based off of.
Yeah.
Monster?
Eileen Wars?
I think that's her name.
Eileen something.
Oh, my God. You know what we need? Those people that just, like whenever you have a podcast and they have that one dude that just looks up everything that you guys are talking about.
Oh, they're on the side and
yeah, and they're just like, oh, it's
Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah,
Wuornos.
Yeah, yeah. So I could have like Max during every podcast. He just on the computer and just be like, her name is da 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 da.
Yeah.
His you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, what if it's like a woman serial killer going around shooting all these guys? That would be really interesting.
That would be interesting.
I heard that there was a lot of killings in Inglewood. That people were dumping a lot of bodies on.
What? When?
So, it is getting kind of hot in Inglewood. That's what I've heard, too.
You think it's because of the new stadium? And just,
maybe.
Like, all the changes that are going on over there?
Could be.
I can't say for
anything.
Sure, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a lot happening right now in Inglewood.
Yeah.
I feel like just in general is a lot happening. Even, like, in L.A.
Right. It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a lot of natural disasters, a lot of murderings. Even if this Netflix show will put people in a state of mind. People will romanticize it. People will admire it. People will be disgusted by it.
I've honestly seen people already romanticizing Jeffrey
Dahmer.
Making like fan cams and shit. And I'm like, what is this? He's a fucking serial killer.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. He's not going to love you. He's going to eat you. You know, and that it's a state of mind. So I feel whenever something really bad happens or a really good show comes out, people react to it and they just start either killing people, cooking more drugs, like when Breaking Bad came out, you know, things like that.
But now it's like...
It's a state of mind.
More out there, though. Like, it's... Especially with social media, TikTok, all that stuff. It's just really out there, just all these people making... Fantasizing on things and stuff.
I will stick to scrolling at 2 o'clock in the morning on TikTok and getting all those ghost videos and shit.
Me too.
That's like my fucking... favorite thing. I mean, I love the true crime aspect of TikTok, but like, there's one point where you scroll into like the nether realm and it's just like scary TikTok after scary TikTok, and then you see like the fucking ones about the ocean. Do you see the one about the fucking, it's like a cruise ship and it looks like a fucking giant ass thing in the water.
Like, it's like the back of Godzilla or
something.
Yeah,
and they say they're like,
oh,
it's a iceberg. That shit don't look like a fucking iceberg.
Dirtiest, brownest iceberg I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was
so
fucking... And then people are commenting like, I live in Alaska. That's not an iceberg. That's not what icebergs look like.
Yeah.
Know. You know, people are assuming these things don't exist. How big is the freaking ocean? How much have we explored about it?
We haven't even...
Like
we 4%, haven't even, like,
right?
Yeah.
Freaking the Mariana Trench. Like, those one people who got to the bottom of the ocean and realized that there was a lake inside the bottom of the ocean. They tried
mm-hmm.
to go through and it bounced off.
That's horrible.
You know, what's underneath there? We don't freaking know.
I'm scared of the... I'm a Pisces, but I'm terrified of the ocean. Max knows. I don't go anywhere near fucking open water. Hell.
You don't even go to the pool. You don't know how to swim.
I do know. I'm a great swimmer because I hate the ocean so much.
Now, I feel on that. I'm a fish too, and I don't like the
ocean. It's the worst, dude.
The possibilities of things are so... They could be in there.
There's fucking UFOs in the ocean.
They're called something else, right?
Yeah, but like... There's so many people. They're not UFO. People.
It's... unidentified aquatic object or something?
Yeah, UAO? Something like that.
I know it has a specific name.
But they go into the ocean. The fuck is that, dude? What could that possibly be? And then all the UFO sightings that we're getting too. Like, I was going to save it for another episode because I wanted to do a UFO episode. But, oh my god. It's just like, they're not even trying to hide it no more. But then, again, I'm like reading like Reddit posts and people are like, those aren't actually UFOs. There's never been UFOs. It's the government. But that's why they're declassifying UFOs to, like... It's just a bunch of conspiracy theories that I hate. Like, I hate so much, but...
Yeah, it makes you think that they're kind of, like, preparing us for big news.
You know what?
That's what I think.
I honestly feel like the government's just been gaslighting me this whole time. Like, I'm in a toxic relationship with the government at this point, you know? They give me money to make me happy, but then they treat me like shit. And then they're telling me that there's things that aren't really there. And it's... The government is just... It's a bad relationship at this point. What other things did you have for us?
No, well, I mean, that was pretty much all, like, going based on, like, the crime stuff. That's pretty much it. Being October 1st, you know, 5 years since that thing happened in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that RSMP, all day today, too. The
Country Music Festival.
Yeah, that
one was really... Yeah. Really crazy.
It's been five years.
It feels like it happened yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy.
I know, like, this morning they had sunrise.
They had a vigil or something?
Yeah, like a sunrise vigil for the victims and everything. But, yeah, like, it just makes me think, like, how long it's been.
I remember that one.
That was huge. Like, I don't know. And then even that guy was like, just all these people are just so, I don't know. Like, you just don't know what's going on.
And I have a theory about that too.
I think we all have theories about that one.
I blame it on the media, on movies.
Joker, that wasn't my theory at all.
No, well, that's my theory. A movie like Joker will come out and people will be like, hey, maybe it is okay to let loose and go crazy and all that. And so they do it.
I don't agree with that because there's no actual statistics that prove that.
It was just an opinion. Like my
No, I feel you.
Yeah, that's just what I believe.
But like I think it's just, I don't know. I don't like to do political stuff, but I will say that last like mass shooting that we had was ridiculous that this kid was 18 and was able to get.
Which one was this one? Cuz it's been
the one with the kids.
Oh, okay.
Duvalde one?
Yeah, the moment he turned 18, he was able to buy 600 rounds of ammo. I was like, that is crazy to me. You know, just, you know, listeners, like, prayers, thoughts and prayers go out to their family, but thoughts and prayers don't only get you so far.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I definitely need some action. Not calling on action right now. I don't know what we're doing. But!
Yes, we definitely.
I don't want to get political.
We're trying not to.
Yeah.
So let's shift the tide, I guess. We'll go over to spooky stuff. So the first part of the segment was true crime, which I think we have any opening, closing thoughts on the true crime aspect of this?
I don't know. Just be safe out there because you never know. Like things.
No more serial killers.
Don't be a hitchhiker.
Don't be a hitchhiker.
Don't give
Unless you're a ghost and then you can hitchhike into my car any day. You can come home and haunt my house with me. I don't mind. But anyone else have any true crime stories that they were... interested in?
No.
Okay, so then good, because I wanted to kill you guys with this fucking rabbit hole Reddit post shit that I came across that I think you guys will fucking be entertained by. So I love this what's his name, he's like a YouTuber, right? And he does like a lot of really good like deep dive type, I don't know if you guys know, like, deep dive type videos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he recently did this one on this freaking AI generating, like, portrait type stuff. I'm sure everyone has seen the meme where they put, like, fucking Homelander as a clown. And it'll make these AI generated, like, pictures. And so this person, they ended up, like, I guess they tried to, or not that they tried because they actually did it, but they made, like, a program where they make, like, AI stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, like, they made that programming stuff. And let me tell you right now, it is the most craziest shit. So she started doing, like, this type of, like, AI-generating portrait. So the thing was that it would basically take an image and create the opposite of that image into text form.
Okay.
Right? So she typed in Marlo Brando, which is, like, I think it's, like, a famous musician or something like that. And she put it as a text image. And it came out this weird, like, opposite image. And so she was like, okay, that's weird. It's not, no similarities to that. So she's like, okay, let me reverse this and put it as a person. Or no, not as a person, as like a digital painting. And so she did this and it created the fucking most creepiest looking woman that I have ever seen in my fucking life. I want to show you guys a picture because it like literally gave me like chills on my freaking body. And it even has a name.
The AI gave it a name?
No, the AI has a name. It gave itself a name.
Oh, shit. The AI named itself.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we're going down Skynet route.
We're going... Like, I have a big... Like, I know a lot of people think that, like, AI is, like, not real. But, like, to me, it's, like, the fucking creepy shit. So, basically, it was created in April 2022. So, this is all new shit. April 2022. That's this year. The Twitter user is called Super Compost, and she used an algorithmic technique of negative prompt weights. So, basically, she put the prompt Brando.1/1, and it created... I'm scared to show you guys because I don't want you guys to get freaked out, but I'm going to show them a picture. If you guys want to Google it, we're going to post it on our Instagram. So, this is the woman that it created. Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Yes, and it gets... It's just the weirdest thing ever.
That is awful.
Yeah, it's really awful. And so, after that, they could not get rid of this fucking AI. So, they would start, like, feeding it the negative prompts. So, they would just put, like, lobe with, you know, harsh, you know, bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, she would generate all these, like, weird type of images, right? And so the whole thing is that they're trying to breed the girl out of the images, right? So let's say you have one picture of her and you put a picture of mountains, right? Mm-hmm. It'll merge those two pictures. And she'll be there, but she'll be in the mountains. So then you take the picture with her in the mountains and you merge it with the ocean. And for some reason, she, instead of her fading out of those pictures, she seems to take over those pictures. And it started getting more violent and more grotesque. So they would start doing it with put children and it would be her like eating kids or, you know, just like this crazy, like basically.
Do you have a photo of that?
Yeah, actually, oh, I God. Do.
Yeah, so basically this program is like telling them, yeah, you can't get rid of me, like
basically, no, yeah. So
like F you.
Yeah, the persistence of this image is also in algorithmic mystery, what they said. It vanishes, reappears, which the process, they don't understand how it could just be gone and then come back and then be gone. It's a really weird, like, they call it the first AI generated cryptid.
Wow.
Which I think is accurate. Yeah. It's pretty fucking accurate.
You know, she even made it into the Smithsonian magazine. That's like a really big...
Why would they promote this?
Well, because it's intriguing. Like, can you imagine, like, an AI that's, like, kind of has a little bit of cognitive behavior that, like, they can't get rid of?
See, that's the most terrifying thing you can tell me. That's scarier than the ghost Jeffrey Dahmer is.
What do you mean?
That's the most scariest thing I could think of.
Yeah, well, let me show you. This was the first, like, image that was ever posted. And I thought it was interesting because if you, like, scratch into her face... Her cheeks, she has this type of, like, really red cheeks that people normally get. It's, like, a disease that you can get
mm-hmm.
where it, like, makes your cheeks extremely rosy.
But then if you look
and
at that,
that's your... that's when the sun hits the
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, when your sun it irritates when the skin. Yeah, when yeah. the sun hits it. This is the one where she put her name Loeb. So that's what they've been calling her was Loeb. Yeah, so then the Twitter thread basically she goes through it and she did this one where she the first like digital paintings were these pictures. Mm-hmm. You guys want to take a look?
Oh, it's a GIF, right?
Yeah, so they did a digital painting with Loeb, and it that's kind of what it created. This other one I thought was really interesting was, so she did this, like, prompt where she wanted to put, like kids. You guys want to see the ones with her kids?
Sure. Oh, God, what is that? Yeah. Why is she handing me this one?
Yeah, so basically, like, for some reason, they don't understand why. But she, like, look at this one where she kind of looks like she has a halo.
Yeah.
You know? And they can't understand why all the pictures are so gory. She just has a lot of, like, she makes a lot of these severed heads of kids. They can't figure it out. Screaming kids suffering. This one was my personal favorite. Love the bloody clown eyes. You know?
They're going to post this on...
Yeah, we're gonna post these on Instagram so you guys can look at them. They also did one where they put her for Pride Month, which I thought this one was just amazing. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
That is a very interesting haircut she got there.
Yeah, so they did her with Pride Month. They did colors, like they did Avatar. They tried to do her with Avatar 2 coming out.
Oh, wow.
You know? Look at that. Ooh. But it's really weird that they can't seem to get her out of this programming. But yeah, there's like a lot of weird, like, weird things attached to this. I would definitely recommend following their Twitter page and just seeing. They still do like art with her, but just the fact that they created a person named Loeb out of an AI generating system.
I'm still on the part that it named her. Or it named itself. What if it thinks that that's its representation of itself?
That's what a person is.
Wow.
Yeah. They also did Loeb the Ancient. And look at that.
Oh, God.
They put Ancient. And look at what she created. Yeah, it's like a very... Oh, they put Child of Loeb is Born. So this is one of the ones that they did when she gives birth. That she made herself. Honestly, she's iconic in this, you know. A very
this thing is just
yeah so what are you guys thinking of this?
I don't know it's interesting.
It's the most scariest thing besides any ghost story you got for us. It is beyond scary.
Do you want to hear something even kind of unnerving?
Sure.
So Loeb backwards, do you guys want to know what Loeb backwards means?
Sure.
So bowl, the word Loeb backwards, it means, it's an adjective which means mishappen, having a bad or ugly formed, deformed or malformed.
Oh, so that's
why. What people are thinking, maybe that's what she got her name from.
Yeah,
because every image is of her just
doesn't look like
this. AI thinks it's of itself in that way.
Yeah,
there's a reason why this AI doesn't want to let this image of this woman get filtered out.
Yeah. It's a very creepy, like, the fact that it's text-based, so you put in the text and it creates this. Guys, that was a ghost right now. That was Loeb trying to get into
here. Loeb's in my watch right now. Show me creepy photos.
Yeah, like, I am a big cryptid fan. I love cryptids, and I think the fact that we have a new cryptid that basically made itself. Like, we definitely need more cryptids. I'm so tired of our same old Mothman and fucking
Chupacabra,
Sasquatch. We need new cryptids. And I am 100% convinced that Loeb is a demon cryptid monster hacking our AI and just...
This cryptid's for the kids.
Our
old school stuff is Chupacabras and Mothman.
Yeah, now we got fucking Loeb and shit. I don't know.
I can't deal with Loeb.
Really? What would you do if you just open up your phone and just a lovely picture of Loeb as your background? Gotta do that to him.
Cancel the phone.
Oh my God, we're not gonna do that.
I don't want. I'm uninteresting. Skynet doesn't need me. It doesn't mean to scare me.
Her phone's what? Too expensive. You'll throw it in the freaking wall or something.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Shattered. I just think it's, like, it's a very interesting concept. And the fact that the Smithsonian wrote an article about it, I think that that's pretty funny.
It was important enough for the Smithsonian to write an article about it. That's another thing, too.
It's just, it's a very interesting concept. So, yeah. That was one of that was the main thing that I wanted to, like, tell you guys about and, like, end it on that because I think that that is a good place to end it, end the podcast on a super creepy monster, mysterious AI that's just infecting our phones because we all know we're gonna go home and y'all are probably gonna go on Google Loeb and look at different pictures of Loeb.
Oh my God,
so, imagine. If anything, Skynet is gonna start off because of you, Brittany, because you're letting the listeners go look this up and then
listeners, go look up Loeb. You know, those memes where they have like the AI generating pictures, there's apps on your phone that you can look it up. I recommend going on your phone, typing in Loeb in those AI generated pictures and see what comes up. Just do it and then you guys can send us it and see what weird stuff you guys find there. Maybe she'll visit you guys.
Oh my God.
No,
say that.
No, thank you. I don't want it.
Fix our phones and stuff. No.
Alright guys, so well, we're going to end the podcast on that note. Please feel free to subscribe, send us your spooky pictures or any kind of like videos you guys have, because I really want to do an episode where I review some creepy photos. I think that'll be pretty cool. Follow us on Twitter. You guys can follow us on Instagram at Ghoul Girls Here. We also have a TikTok too now. We're making ghost TikToks out here with Loeb.
Yeah.
It's also called Ghoul Girls on TikTok. Anything else you guys want to say to our audience? Let me get that Ghoul Girls exclusive. Let's go.
Just wanted to not this episode, maybe not, but I want to congratulate you on your season 2.
Yes, thank you.
All right, about time. I've been waiting. A big fan of this show. Mm-hmm. My favorite episode is the Ouija episode.
We could do a Ouija board episode.
No, we do not. Yeah. Well, not with me. Or waifu.
Thank you. We don't mess
with that. But congratulations on the season 2.
Yes.
And hope it continues. And
let's keep it going.
You know, you heard it here first.
You heard it here. Go exclusive.
They couldn't stop you, Brittany. They tried.
They tried.
Skynet tried. The ghouls tried. Back. You're better than ever.
Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you guys enjoy. Please leave a review, like, comment, share, whatever. Let's go.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.